Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you accelerate your personal development and get through life's challenges through deeper connection to yourself and every aspect of your life. Today, I want to give a big hello to our listeners in New York. Very cool town. I've had so many happy experiences there. Thanks for joining us. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for this connection. Today we're going to be talking about chaos and order in the physical space, in your physical space, your home, your office, in the spaces where you go, right? In your car, along your daily commute, the coffee shops and the restaurants that you hang out in, wherever you go, these physical spaces that you experience throughout the day. And what got me thinking about this was my kitchen. And allow me to be a privileged crybaby here for a moment, but seven weeks, that's how long my kitchen, the central room in the house, it was in ruins and in this very slow process of rising from the ashes. And it's a long story, but the ceiling collapsed and the whole thing had to be remodeled. It was such a mess. We have an old house and it was no small effort. The first 5 weeks saw my own and my husband's effort, and then the last 2 weeks saw a crew of up to 4 people at a time occupying my kitchen, more people in my driveway, in the garage, and I really felt the chaos because I was here all day with it. My office is in the home, so there was no escaping it. And dust covered every room in the house continuously, despite our daily efforts to clean up. And the point was, it made me recognize just how much disorder has its effects. I was on high alert the whole time. Now, for me, in particular, transition to a new way of doing things is stressful, even if the new way is better. And for me, visitors in my home or in my private spaces is extraordinarily stressful, even if they are kind and wonderful people. It doesn't matter. That's just how I'm wired. Now, my son and my husband also felt the stress, and we all needed extra compassion. We needed extra hugs. We needed extra care because it was driving us nuts. The chaos in the home caused us all three to act differently, to think differently, to behave differently. It affected us deeply. We were more irritable. We were more grumpy. We were seeking comfort. Oh, I need to buy this thing. I need this thing. I need this object. And why? Because right now you think your life's in chaos because the house is in chaos, even though it's only the house that's in chaos. All because our place of peace and order was not at all peaceful or in order. And it shows me that we all need a place of peace, a place of calm and order that we can retreat to. A clean, and quiet, and a happy place that speaks of warmth and caring and love. I don't think I understood the depth of that. There were certainly a phase of my life where I needed sanctuary. But I guess I thought maybe that was just me. And what this has taught me is it's not just me. Now, such a space for our ancestors might have looked like a cave or a hut with a nightly fire. The fire can be that place of peace. Fire is very calming to humans all over the world. Routines and family can be that place of peace. It doesn't have to be a physical space, but when the physical space is in chaos, It's next to impossible for routines and people and things to shoulder the load of comforting everyone. And for those who live in precarious conditions, or in war zones, or in the midst of family fights and other forms of chaos, I can only begin to imagine how hard it could be to create a place of peace. Such a space, however, even if it's small, it allows us to think and to work on ourselves. And it allows us to progress toward our goals. And generally to do the kinds of things that forward us to our purpose. You need a little space like that, even if it's a small little space. And I mean, if it could be a public space. There are some public spaces that are wonderful like that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a private space or in your home. It could be the library. But the more severe the chaos, the deeper into survival mode we go. Chaos puts us in survival mode. We're just trying to get through it. Now, it's a beautiful thing to not be in survival mode. There's a luxury of time and mental space to think and the quiet of a peaceful environment that allow the whispers of the universe to come through. But you can't hear them if the environment is noisy. You can't hear them if it's in chaos. Quiet spaces, peaceful spaces, spaces that are in order, whether they're physical spaces or time spaces or mental spaces, they accelerate our natural development. Chaos stifles it because your brain goes into survival mode. It goes into fight or flight. Even if the chaos is small, you're like, oh geez, it's just a kitchen renovation. Calm down. No. It was horrible. It was the worst kind of chaos. It was chaos in my house. And wow, I couldn't, you know, writing would not come, music would not come. It was rough. So chaos tends to stifle that progress. So as you're working towards connection and you're working towards all of these things, you really, really need to pay attention to your space. How will you create that kind of space for yourself? How can you reduce the chaos in your personal spaces and in your daily life, in your office environment? If you are in a position where you just can't create that kind of space in the home or your office environment is crazy, is there a library or a particular coffee shop or somewhere where you can go that is quiet and peaceful and orderly and offers this kind of space for you? I'll bet there is. So my point being, it's incredibly important to think about your physical space. And in stage one, we talk about decluttering your spaces, going all Marie Kondo on it. And that's incredibly important to do. You can declutter and still be in chaos. Is it tidy? Does it seem to have a defined order to it? Is your stuff arranged in a way that seems to bring order? It actually makes a difference. Okay, I am a little bit more OCD than most people, but give it a try. So minimalism is one thing. Order is another. And you may find that there's comfort in routine. Some people don't like routine. They get bored very quickly. So I know that's going to be the first question that comes off of this. Routine is boring. There may be some parts of your life where routine is boring, but other parts of your life where routine is comforting. I listen to a lot of amazing podcasts from Tim Ferriss, Josh Harbinger, Cal Fussman and Peter Attia, lots and lots of awesome people. And what I've noticed is these amazing people that they have on, and they always have routines. Some of them, they always eat the same thing for breakfast. Or they have created sort of a uniform for themselves. They kind of wear roughly the same looking thing each day. They've reduced the number of questions that they have to think about or decisions they have to make. But they may also tend to have very specific spaces within the home that they work within, or office spaces that they work within. So think about where in your home or your work life or your routines could you use a little bit less chaos and a little bit more order and peace. Make it happen, because this will support your journey. And it's a very critical support of your journey, because if it's all in chaos, you won't make much progress, and that could be what's holding you back. So think about that. All right, that'll do for today. Thanks for joining us. I so appreciate it. Make sure that you share if this is useful to you. Share it with your friends, especially share it with your enemies. It'll turn them into nicer people. And we'll see you next time. As always, I am wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.